Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we continue with the Hakdamah L'Mishnah Torah, the introductory words to this work, after we had mentioned the whole Heshtalshlus of the Mesira, Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Leisaseh. Now we talk about the actual structure of the Sefer of the Yad HaChazakah. As Rambam says, V'risu l'chal chibar zeh, I saw fit to divide this work, this compilation, L'arbas Asfarim, to 14 different books. Sefer Rishon. The first one is Echlul Boy. I'm going to include Kol HaMitzvos, all the mitzvahs that are Shein Ikar Dos Moshe Rabbeinu, that are the primary of the faith of our teacher Moshe. But where B'tzach Leidais and Techelas HaKol, and therefore those are the ones you have to know first. Kagan Yichud Shmoy Baruch Hu, like the unification of God's name. V'sa B'dizah, and the prohibition of idolatry. V'karasi Shem Sefer Zeh Sefer Hamada, and I called the name of this book the Book of Knowledge. Sefer Shein, the second book. Echel by Hamitzah Shein Tatiris. I include all the mitzvahs that are constant, that we recommend by them, to love Hashem. And to constantly remember Him. Going to Kriyishma, reciting the Shema, Tefillah, and Davening, Tefillah, and wearing Tefillah, and Brachas, and Blessings, Umil B'cholon, and circumcision is included over there. Because it's a sign in our flesh, Lahaskar Tamid, to constantly recall, B'shosh, Incham, at a time when the person doesn't have Loi Tefillah, Loi Tzitzis, like in the shower, doesn't have Tefillah, and Tzitzis, it creates similar things, then he has the mitzvah Mila to remember Hashem. I call the name of this book the Book of Love. Sefer Shlishi, the third book. Echlo by Hamitzis, I include the commandments, Shem Bezman Midum, which are at distinct times. Kagan Shabbos, Umayyadis, and Yom Tov, Makrasi, Shem Sebezez, Sefer Zman, I call the name of this Sefer the Book of Seasons. Sefer V, the fourth book. Echlo by Mitzis Shalabaila, I include the Mitzis that are regarding intimate relations. Kagan Kedushin, which relate to that of getting engaged, or Gedushin, divorce, Vayibim, and marrying the widow of his brother died without any children, Vachalitza, which is that divorce of that woman. Makrasi, Shem Sebezez, I called the name of this book, Sefer Nushim, the Book of Women. Sefer Chamisha, the fifth book. Echel by mitzvahs, I include the mitzvahs shelabiyos asuras, which are the forbidden intimates, or mitzvahs shelamachalas asuras, and also mitzvahs of the forbidden foods. Why? Because regarding these two ideas, Kichon Hamakim, God has sanctified us, Bevdilon Me'umais, and it's regarding these that He separated us from the nations, which are barayas, which are forbidden relationships, umachalas asuras, and regarding prohibited foods. B'shneim them, regarding both of them, the pasuk says, Va'avdil eschem na'amim, I will separate you from the nations, that I have separated you from the nations. And therefore, I called the book, the name of this book, the Book of Holiness, which means to be separate. Sefer Shishi, the sixth book, I will include the mitzvah that someone is obligated in someone who made himself forbidden with his words. Like, for example, oaths and vows. I called the name of this book, Sefer Flo, the Book of Utterances, which is by person's words. Sefer Shvi, the seventh book. Echel by mitzvahs, I'll include the mitzvahs shem bezera aretz, which are applying to the agriculture of the ground. Kugin Shmitim, which every seventh year, which have been to do work, Vieblis every 50th year, Maisris, the tithes that you have to separate, with Trumas, and the elevations that you take off of the Ka'anam, Moshom mitzvahs, and the Glomim, and Minyon, and all the other mitzvahs that are included in that category. I called the name of this book, the Book of Planting of Agriculture. Sefer Shmini, the eighth book, Echel bein mitzvahs, include the mitzvahs in Bibinyan Mikdash, which apply to the building of the Beis Mikdash, the Kabbonis Tzibat Midim, and the sacrificing of the communal daily sacrifices. V'karasi Hashem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Zeh, I call the name of this book, the Book of Service. Sefer Shmini, the ninth book, Echel bein, I include in it mitzvahs in Kabbonis Ayacha, the mitzvahs that are for individual Kabbonis, V'karasi Hashem Sefer Zeh, Sefer Kabbonis, I call the name of this book, the Book of Sacrifices. Sefer Asi, the 10th book, Echel bein mitzvahs, I include the mitzvahs in Betoras V'tumas that apply to purity and impurity, and I call the name of this book the Book of Purity. Sefer Acha Asa, the 11th book, Echel bein mitzvahs, I include mitzvahs bein odin l'chaver that apply between man and his fellow, and those things that are initially as damaging, regarding one's money or one's body. I call the name of this book the Book of Damages. Sefer Shneim Asa, the 12th book, Echel by mitzvahs mechir k'nei, I'll include the mitzvahs of selling and buying. V'kodas Yishem Sefer Zeh, I call the name of this book, the Book of Acquisitions. Sefer Shleisha Asa, the 13th book, Echel by mitzvahs b'nam l'chabei, I'll include mitzvahs between man and his friend, b'shar hadin, regarding other judgments, she'im t'chlas and hezik, that doesn't initially start off as damage, like for example, custodians, balichaybis, and creditors, or debtors, with honest and claims, like fetus, and denial of claims. V'kodas Yishem Sefer Zeh, I call the name of this book, the Book of Judgment. And Sefer Basa, the 14th, which is the Yad HaChazaka, the Yad is Yodal, the mighty hand that of the 14th Svarim, the 14th one, Echel by Mitzvahs, I'll include the Mitzvahs, Shem Mesuchim, the Senate, which are given over to the high courts, or to the other courts, Kagan Misbezin, like for example, the execution of the courts of a Kabbalah's Aedis, receiving of testimony, the laws of the king and his wars, and I call the name of this book the Book of Judges. And that is the division of the Lachash Lachibazev for this compilation, Lafi and Yonis, from according to the context of the books. And now the division of the commandments, which we started off with 600 commandments, Lafi Inyanai Halachas go according to the topics of the Halachas, which is Ram begins to explain Aleph Sefer HaMadav, the book of knowledge. So Hilchos of Chamish, there are five Halachas. And the order are Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah, Hilchos Deis, the laws of character, Hilchos Talmud Torah, the laws of teaching Torah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah v'Chukos Hagoyim, the laws of idolatry and the statutes of the Gentile nation, and Hilchos Teshuvah, the laws of repentance, as it goes through these halachas. Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah, yesh b'chlol esa mitzvos, in the category there's 10 commandments, shesh mitzvos say, 6 positive commandments, v'arba'a mitzvos leisa say, and 4 negative prohibitions, b'zeh p'rotin, their specifics are aleph, number 1, leida shashem alaha, to know that there is a God, and each one of these are from the Targ mitzvos. Beis, number 2, shleyal b'machshava, shesh alaha zolasi Hashem, not to entertain one's thought that there is any other deity besides Hashem. Gimel number 3, Liachda, to unify him. Dal 4, La'avi, to love him. Gehei number 5, Liyimimimimimimim, to have fear from him. Vav number 6, Likadashmei, to sanctify his name. Zayin number 7, Shalachalashmei, not to desecrate his name. Ches number 8, Shalachalashmei, Dvam Shnikrashmei, Alim, not to destroy things which have his name on it. Test number 9, Lashmei, and Anavim, and Dabashmei, to listen to a prophet that's speaking in his name. And Yud number 10, Shalachalashmei, not to test Hashem. Then you have the next halacha, Hilchas Deis, the laws of character. Yesh b'chlon achas esimitzes. In the category, there's 11 commandments. Chomesh mitzvah say, 5 positive commandments. B'shesh mitzvah say, 6 negative prohibitions. B'zeh p'rot, and the specifics are alf. Number 1, lidamis b'drachav, to emulate Hashem in his ways. Beis, number 2, lihidabik b'yodiv, to connect with those who know Hashem. Gimel number 3, levis reim, to love one's friends. Dal number 4, levis again, to love the converts. Hei number 5, shlelisnoi achim, not to hate brothers. Vav number 6, lechich, to rebuke. Zayin number 7, shalil habim pan, not to embarrass someone. Ches number 8, shalil anas im lolim, not to afflict those who are oppressed. Tes number 9, shalil hal charachal, not to go and spread gossip. Yud number 10, shalil linkam, not to take revenge. And Yud alf, number 11, shalil inter, not to hold a grudge. Then you have Hilchos Talmud Torah, the laws of learning Torah. Yesh b'chlon shtei mitzvos say, in the category there's 2 positive commandments. Rishon number 1, limit Torah to learn Torah. Shni number 2 is l'chavim l'amdeh v'yodeha, to honor those who learn the Torah and those who know it. Then you have Hilchos Avodah Zarah v'Chukos Hagoyim, the laws of idolatry and the statutes of the Gentiles, which yesh b'chlon, in their category there's achas v'chamisha mitzvos, 51 commandments. Shtei mitzvos say, 2 positive commandments. V'teisha v'arba'a mitzvos say, and 49 negative prohibitions. V'zeh p'rotin, these are the specifics. Alf number 1, shloi lifnes achas Avodah Zarah, not to go stray after idolatry. Beis number 2, shloi losa achihira al libur yisanoim, not to stray after the thinking of one's heart and the sight of one's eyes. Gimel number 3, shalala gadif, not to curse God. Dal number 4, shalala yabar esikadech abidasa, not to worship the idolatry the way it normally worshipped. Hey number 5, shalala shtachvala, not to bow down to it. Vav number 6, shalala asad pesla asma, not to make an idol for himself. Zayin number 7, shalala asad pesla afil achim, not to make an idol even for others. Ches number 8, shalala asad tzuchas, not to make figures afil not even for beauty. Test number 9, shalala adich achim achreya, not to push others after the idolatry. Yud number 10, Lisraf Ir Hanidachas, to destroy the rejected city where the majority of inhabitants had worship of Avodah Zarah. Yud Alf number 11, Shalal Abayis, not to build that city ever again. Yud Beis number 12, Shalal Hanis Makom HaMayna, not to have any benefit from the money of that city. Yud Gimel number 13, Shalal Hasas Yochid La'avda, not to entice or seduce an individual to worship the idolatry. Yud Dal number 14, Shalal Leva, Ameis is not to love the one who inciting people to do Avodah Zarah. Tez Vav number 15, Shalal Lazav Sinasi, not to let go of your hatred of that person. Yud Vav 16, Shalal Atila, not to save him. Yud Zayin number 17, Shalal Lamed Labad Zuchus, not to learn any merit on him. Yud Ches number 18, Shalal Yimanim Lamed Labchev, not to stop from teaching anything that will find him guilty. Yud Ches 19, Shalal Snabi Bishma, not to prophesize in the name of the idol. Chaf number 20, Shalal Shmoim Snabi Bishma, not to listen from someone who's prophesizing in the name of the idol. Chaf Alf number 21, Shalal Snabi Bishma, not to prophesize falsely about Philip Hashem, even in God's name. Chav Beis 22, Shloi Logger Marigas Nevi Sheker, not to be afraid of executing the false prophet. Chav Gimel 23, Shloi Shavu B'Shem Avodah Zarah, not to swear in the name of an idol. Chav Dal 24, Shloi Las Oiv, not to do this kishuv, this Avodah Zarah of Oiv. Chav Hei 25, Shloi Las Yedoini, not to do this type of Avodah Zarah. We explained this in Loisa Seches and Tes of Yedoini. Chav Vav 26, Shloi Lahavar LaMoilach, not to have one's pass over one's children in this Avodah Zarah of Moilach, which had a part of it as fire. Chav Zayin 27, Shalal Hokam Atzeba, not to erect a monument. Chav Ches 28, Shalal Shtachavas, 11 Maskis, not to bow down on Yun stone. Chav Tes 29, Shalal Lita Asher, not to plant an Avodah Zarah tree. Lamed number 30, L'Abed Avodah Zarah, to destroy the Avodah Zarah, B'chol HaNasa B'Shvilam, whatever was made for it. Lamanav 31 Shalahanis by Bidzar, not to have benefit from Abidzar Umbuchol Meshamsha and all its ancillary elements. Lamed Bay 32 Shalahanis Bitzipuine, but not to have benefit from the plating, the gold that plates that which is worship. Lamagimel 33 Shalalichris Bris Loivde Abidzar, not to make a covenant with those who worship idolatry. Lamavav 34 Shalalochan Aleim, not to have compassion or find grace in them. Lamed Hey 35 Shalayeshva Baratin, not to let them settle in our lands. Lamed Vav 36 Shalodomas Bimhanagois and Bambusha, not to be similar to them in their customs and their clothing. Lamed Zayin 37 Shalal Nachesh, not to be a soothsayer, which is some type of incantation. Lamed Ches 38 Shalalixim, not to practice black magic. Lamed Ches 39 Shalal Oinen, not to do divination, which is certain times yes and certain times not. Mem, to think that certain times are appropriate for certain things and not. Mem 40 Shalalach Vecheva, not to cast certain spells. Memal 41 Shalalish Vamesim, not to seek answers from the dead. Membeis 42 Shalalish Lboev, not to ask from the one who practices this necromancy of Oev. Mem Gimel 43 Shalalish Lboev, you simply don't ask someone who practices this Kishav of Yudaini, this sorcery. Mem Dalat 44 Shalalachashem, not to practice sorcery. Mem Hei 45 Shalalachachem Pastor Oish, not to go around cutting off the corners of the head. Mem Vav 46 Shalalachashem Pazaka, not to destroy, to shave off the corners of the beard. Mem Zayin 47 Shalayad the Ish Ad the Isha, that a man should not adorn himself with the adornments of a woman. Mem Ches 48 Shalay Tad the Isha, that a woman should not adorn herself with Ad the Ish, with the adornments of a man. Mem Ches 49 Shalalich of Kaka, not to make a tattoo in one's body. Nun 50 Shalal is Goyde, not to scrape one's flesh. Nunal 51 Shalalaz Kar Chames, not to make a bald spot on one's hair in mourning over a dead person. And then you have the last of the five halachas, tshuva, the laws of repentance, which mitzvah se'achas has one positive commandment, v'hi and nedesh yoshva chayte mechatil of ne'ashem, that the sinner should repent from his sin in front of Hashem, v'yisvada, and confess his sin. Nimtzu comes out, kol mitzvahs and nechalos, b'seva se'all the mitzvahs that include in this sefer, chamish b'shivim are 75, Shesh esrei mehem mitzvahs, 16 of them are positive commandments, v'tesh b'chamish mitzvahs esrei, and you have 59 negative prohibitions, that's in the first sefer, a sefer madah. Base number two, Sefer Ahava, the Book of Love. Halachos of Sheish, their halachas are six. There's sidur in this, their order. Halachos Kriyishma, the laws of saying the Shema. Halachos Tefillah, Berachos Kanim, the laws of davening and blessing of the Kanim. Halachos Tefillah and Mezuzah of a Sefer Torah, which are called Stam. The halachas of a Sefer Torah, Tefillah and Mezuzahs. Halachos Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis, the fringes on the garment. Halachos Brachos, the laws of Brachos. And Halachos Mi, the laws of circumcision. As Ram explains, Hilchos Kriyishma, the laws of Kriyishma, it's to say Achas has one positive commandment, Likras Kriyishma Pamayim Bayim, and that is to say the Rishayel Hashma two times in the day. And then you have Hilchos Tefillah Berachos Kanim, the laws of davening and Berachos Kanim, Yesh Bechol and Shtei Mitzvah has in it two positive commandments. Achas, one is Lavat Hashem B'Tefillah B'Chol Yom, to serve Hashem with prayer every single day. And Shnei, the second one is Lavaruch Kanim Mitzvah B'Chol Yom, that the Kanim should bless the Jewish people every single day. You have Hilchos Tefillah Mezuzah B'Sefer Torah, the laws of the Tefillin, the Mezuzah, and the Sefer Torah. Yesh Bechol and Chomesh Mitzvah. In the category, there's five positive commandments. V'zeh Prat, and these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, Lee's Tefillin al-Rish, the Tefillin should be on the head. Beis, number two, Lik Karshon al-Yad, to tie it onto the hand. Gimel, number three, Lik Bay Mezuzah B'Pesach Hashem, to connect the Mezuzah scroll on the opening of the gates. Dal, number four, Lichtav Kalir Sefer Torah L'Atzma, every single Jew, every single man should write a Sefer Torah for himself. Hey, number five, Lichtav HaMelech Sefer Shein L'Atzma, that the king should write a second scroll for himself, K'dei She'yi Lo Shnei Sefer Torah, that he has two Torah scrolls. Hechatzitzis and mitzvah se'achas, one positive commandment, v'hilas tzitzis al-kam v'kuzus, is to make tzitzis strings on the corners of the garments. Hechaz brachos, laws of blessing, mitzvah se'achas, is one positive commandment, v'ilavarch ha'shmai ha'chachila, which is to bless Hashem's name after eating. Hechaz mi, laws of circumcision, mitzvah se'achas, is one positive commandment, v'ilomal ha'sizchom, v'imashmini, is to circumcise the males on the eighth day. Nimtzu comes out, kol ha'mitzvahs and ha'chlos, v'sebazeh, all the mitzvahs including this sefer, achas, esi mitzvah se'ah, are 11 positive commandments, and that's what we're showing you from starting from the beginning of Moshe from Sinai, or Targ mitzvahs, and showing you how these are in the halachas, and then these are all in the sifri of the Yad HaChazakah. Gimel number three, sefer zmanim. And that's the Rambam in every single parak. Then it describes you in that halacha, what mitzvahs, when they start in the halachas, what mitzvahs are included, and then he goes through this prakim in those halachas. Sefer zmanim, the book of the seasons. Hilchos of Esser has 10 halachas. B'ziv sidurin, and these are their orders. Hilchos Shabbos, laws of Shabbos. Hilchos Eivin, the laws of Eivin. Hilchos Shviz Asa, the law of resting on the 10th of Tishrei, which is Yom Kippurim. Hilchos Shviz Yom Tov, the law of resting on Yom Tov. Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the laws of Chametz Matzah, which is that of Pesach. Hilchos Shefer V'Sukkah V'Lulav, the laws of Tishrei, Yerach HaSanim, which is the Shefer on Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah and Lulav on Sukkos. Hilchos Shkalim, the laws of Shkalim. Hilchos Kiddush HaKadosh, the laws of sanctifying of the month. Hilchos Tanis, the laws of the fast. Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah, the laws of the recital of Megillah, which on Purim, V'Chanukah, and of Chanukah. So you have Hilchos Shabbos first. Yesh B'chol and Chomesh Mitzvahs. In the category, there's five commandments. Shtei Mitzvahs say, two positive commandments. Shlosh Mitzvahs lo say, and three negative prohibitions. V'zeh Prat, and these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, is Lishbeis B'Shvi, is to decease. It's a positive commandment of to rest on the seventh day, and Beis number two, Shalai Lasa B'Melucha, not to do any prohibited work. Gimel number three, Shalai Lanish B'Shabbos, not to punish, which is capital punishment on Shabbos. Dalal number four, Shalai Lotzes Chutz Lagvul B'Shabbos, not to go out of the boundary, out of the Tchum on Shabbos. And hey, number five, like Kaddish Hashem Mischira, is to sanctify the day, we're recalling it, what we call Kiddush. Hechazer ben laws of Eben Mitzvah Achas is was a positive commandment, the Midi B'Sefer, which is from Rabbinic law, and therefore Einim HaMinyan, it's not from the number of the Targ Mitzvahs. Hechashvisa Asad, laws of resting on Yom Kippurim. Yesh b'chol arba mitzvahs, there are four commandments. Shtei mitzvahs say two positive commandments. Shtei mitzvahs lay say two negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number one, lishbez b'malocha, to desist from work. Beis number two, shalas b'malocha, meaning to rest, which is a positive commandment to rest. Beis number two, shalas b'malocha, not to do any work. Gimel number three, lisan zbe, to fast on it. And dal number four, shalach lishbez b'malocha, not to eat and drink on. So there's an active lisan zbe to have inui, and then there's not to eat and drink in it. Then hilchashvisa yomtib, the laws of resting on yomtib. Yesh b'chol and shtei mesi mitzvah, in the category there's 12 commandments. Sheish mitzvah saseh, six positive commandments, sheish mitzvah saseh, and six negative prohibitions. V'zeh prot, these are the specifics. Alef number one, lishbez b'rishon shel Pesach, to rest on the first day of Pesach. Beis number two, shloi lasa b'malocha, not to do work on that. Gimel number three, lishbez b'shvi shel Pesach, to rest on the seventh day of Pesach. And dal number four, shloi lasa b'malocha, not to do work then. Hei number five, lishbez b'yem chag Shavuos, to rest on the Yom Tov Shavuos. Vav number six, shloi lasa b'malocha, not to do work then. Zayin number seven, lishbez b'rishon, to rest on Rosh Hashanah. Ches number eight, shloi lasa b'malocha, not do work then. Test number nine, lishbez b'rishon shel chag Sukkos, to rest on the first day of Sukkos. Yud number ten, shloi lasa b'malocha, not do work then. Yud alef number 11, lishbez b'shvin shel chag, to rest on the eighth day of Sukkos. Yud beis number 12, shloi lasa b'malocha, not do work then. And then you have hilchos chametz matzah, laws of leavening and of unleavened, which yesh b'chol and shmei mitzvahs in the category of Pesach. There's eight commandments, shalosh mitzvah say, three positive commandments, and b'chamesh mitzvah say, and five negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Aleph number one, shalechol chametz, not to eat chametz b'yom ba'as, already on the 14th of Nisan, mechatzes yom l'mala, from noon and onwards, which is erev Pesach. Beis number two, lahashbish sa'ur, to get rid of leavening marba asr from ready the 14th of Nisan. Gimel number three, shalechol chametz kol shema, not to eat chametz all 7 days. Dal number four, shalechol tarevis chametz kol shema, not to even a mixture of chametz, not to eat that all 7 days. Hei number five, shalechol chametz b'chol sheba, that no chametz shall be seen all 7 days. And vav number six, shalechol matzei chametz kol sheba, no chametz shall be found, even if you don't see it, in your possession all 7 days. Zayin number seven, lechol matzah b'leil Pesach, to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. Ches number eight, shlo l'sab b'tzis Mitzrayim, v'yis alayla, to say the story of leaving Egypt on that night. Neim hilcha shayfa v'sukkah b'lulav, the laws of the shayfa blowing, the sukkah that we sit in, and the lulav that we shake. Yesh b'chol and shosh mitzah say, there are three positive commandments, v'zeh prat, and these are the specifics. Av number one, l'shmei kol shayfa b'ech b'tishri, to hear the sound of the shayfa on the first of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. Beis number two, leisha b'sukkah shivis me'achag, to sit in the sukkah, the 7 days of sukkahs. And gimel number three, leitha lulav b'mikdash kol shivis me'achag, to shakal the lulav, to shake it, the lulav in the mikdash, which that was the biblical halacha, all 7 days of sukkahs, not out of the base of mikdash. Hechashkam, the laws of shkalim, it's a mitzvah seach, as one positive commandment, to be leit in kolish, that every single man should give machzah shekel b'chol shana, half of a shekel every single year, towards the base of mikdash for the purchasing of the karbanos hatzibur. Hechas kedush chodesh, the laws of sanctifying of the month, which mitzvah seach, is one positive commandment, lachshav, that is to think, v'leit, mean to calculate, v'leit, and to know, v'leit, and to establish, be'ezo yom, v'techilz kol chodesh, to say which day is the beginning of every single month, mechach shana, from the months of the year. Hadostani is the laws of the fast. Mitzvah Seachas, one positive commandment. V'ilasanis, that is to fast. V'lizigluf ne'Hashem, to scream in front of Hashem. Be'iz kol tzara g'doylo, at a time of any great difficulty, shetov al tzibet, which comes onto the public. Hechaz Megillah v'Chanukah, the laws of the scroll of Purim and Chanukah. Yesh b'chol and shtei mitzvah seim ediv v'seifim. In the category, there's two positive rabbinic mitzvahs, and therefore einim min, it's not from the counting of the Targ mitzvahs. Nimzu comes out, kol ha-mitzvah shel ha-Torah, for all biblical mitzvahs, hanachlos b'sefer there, which included in this sefer of zmanim archamesh u'shleishim at 35, tasha esrei mehen mitzvah say, you have 19 of them which are positive commandments, v'sheish etzim mitzvah leisa say, and you have 16 negative prohibitions. V'yesh b'sholosh mitzvah m'divir sefer, there are also three rabbinic mitzvahs. Dal number four, sefer noshim, the book of women. Hachesiv chamesh, there are five halachas v'zeis to do, and these are their order. You have hachas ishah, laws of marriage, hachas gershon, laws of divorce, hachas yim chalitza, laws of either marrying or divorcing the brother's widow. Hachas nabasu, the laws of the virgin maiden. And hachas haita, the laws of the suspected adulterous woman. As Rama explains, hachas ishah, laws of marriage, yesh b'chol and arba mitzvahs. In the category, there's four commandments. Shtei mitzvah say, two positive commandments, shtei mitzvah say, and two negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alf number one, lisa ishah b'ksuba kedushin, to marry a woman with a marital dowry document, and with through kedushin, which is like giving the ring and things like that. Beis number two, shleif to bal isha, not to have intimacy with a woman, but like suba kedushin, without the marital document and the kedushin. Gimel number three, shleif mana sheik susa v'ayna, not to hold back from the woman the food, the clothing, and the marital intimacy. And dal number four, lifers v'libers mena, to be fruitful and multiply from her to have children. Hechaz gershon, laws of divorce. Yesh b'chlon shtei mitzvahs. In the category, the two commandments. Achas, one is mitzvah, say a positive commandment. And behi sheigarsh hamagarsh b'sefer is that when you're divorcing, you should be divorced with a scroll, which is what we call a get. And shnei, the second one, the shleiach z'gurushas mission, this is not to remarry the woman he divorced once she already got remarried to someone else. In the category, there's three commandments. Shnei mitzvah say two positive commandments. Achas mitzvah say one negative prohibition. There are specifics. Alf number one, liyabim, to do yibim, which is to marry his brother's widow if he died without any children. Beis number two, if he doesn't want to, lachlitz, to divorce her. Gimel number three, shleit to nasi yivam leishdar, that this yivam, this woman should not get married to a foreign man, meaning not to one of her brother-in-laws, atchatasur shasiyab maleo, until the domain of the yavim is removed from her. The laws of the virgin maiden. In the category, there's five commandments. Shalosh mitzvah, say three positive commandments. Shtei mitzvah, say two negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alpha number one, liknas hamafata, to penalize the one who seduced the girl to be intimate with her. Beis number two, sheyiso einz on the sase, that if a man rapes a woman, he has to marry her. Gimel number three, shleigarsha einz, that if he raped her, he's not a divorcer. Dal number four, sheteishev eishes mitzvah shemer tachas ba'al olam, that the woman who her husband had spread false rumors about her the day after he got married, that she wasn't a virgin, he has to remain with her. And he never officially garish mitzvah shemesh, that he's not allowed to divorce her, is this wife ever. And the last one, hechaseit, the laws of the suspected adulterous woman, yishbechon shalosh mitzvah, in the category, there's three commandments. Achas mitzvah, say one is a positive commandment. Rishtem mitzvah, slay, say, and two negative prohibitions, and these are the specifics of number one. Last, la seita, to do for this woman, the seita, keteris, hakanois, astur, bater, like the law of the flower offering, of the jealousy flower offering, which is organized in the Torah. Certain halachas. Beis number two, shleit and shemel al kabana, not to put oil on her carbon. Gimel number three, shleit and levon, not to put on her frankincense. Nimtzu comes out, kol mitzvahs and chalos, b'sei bazeh, all the mitzvahs quoted in this sefer of the women are shva esrei, are 17, mehen tesha mitzvah say, from them there's 9 positive commandments, ushmoy the mitzvahs leisei, and there are 8 negative prohibitions.